That working?
I don't know, is it working?
The lines on the screen.
Excellent.
We're live.
Hello, and welcome to So You Want to Get Into Politics, Adventures of a Would-Be Counsellor. This is a fly on the wall podcast following the journey of my friend Craig as he enters the world of party politics for the first time. I'm Rachel, and I'm a local resident of Bemminster and a town councillor.
And I'm Craig, and I hope that you, the listener, will learn how I can represent you and what I'm about. Rachel, how are we going to do it?
Well, we're going to do a weekly Q&A, hopefully picking up questions from our listeners.
We could talk about local issues.
We're going to talk about the week's activities and what you've been up to.
But I think it's quite important that I just put a warning out that sometimes we will go off topic. We are prone at laughing at each other and generally having a bit of a good time.
We are. So this podcast will be available each week from wherever you get your podcasts. So don't forget to subscribe, like and share to get up-to-date episodes. So Craig, your video came out yesterday. You were telling everyone that you were going to be elected or whatever. You're going to have to tell me what the right thing I've got to say is.
Yeah.
But how are you feeling today?
I'm glad that you're sticking with character for this podcast.
Thanks.
No, I'm feeling pretty good. I was really nervous because I've been a town parish councillor for 13 years, but I've always been known as an independent councillor. So kind of yesterday was the first day of, you know, pigeonholing myself as a member of any political party. And I don't think it matters who it is. You know, it changes the picture a little bit. So I was really nervous. I know I kind of rang you up about four times just for some advice. And it's funny how nervous I was, really. But no, it's kind of, I feel good about it. Sort of get it out there. Some really good positive comments from people on social media and face-to-face.
You are a very confident person that knows exactly what you want and how you're going to go about getting it. So it was actually quite endearing that you were really nervous about it. It was interesting to see you in that light. But your first response to the video going out was a really good one, wasn't it? It was a really positive one. It's Rebecca.
Ah, Rebecca. Yeah, no. One of the things that I always say, and I'll say for the next few months, is I always speak as you find. And one of the kind of, this is a good example of, you know, what I mean about being kind of now being, you know, a member of a party, being the Conservative candidate, is that when I kind of say things like what I'm about to say now, everybody will always say, well, you're only saying that because. But that's genuinely not the case. I've personally always found Rebecca a really good ward councillor. She's been involved in, you know, town council. She started at the town council, same as us now. Whenever I've asked her for help or support as chairman of the council, I've always found her really helpful, really prompt, really, just a really good councillor. So I was obviously really nervous about the fact that I'd be sort of, you know, trying to hopefully filling those big shoes. But when I spoke with Rebecca and we had a really good conversation, I was actually genuinely sort of taken aback by how kind and supportive she was. So I know she's decided that the time's right for her to step back and I don't want to say retire because maybe she doesn't feel like she's old enough to retire, but the time is right for her to step back. So it's really nice to have somebody like Rebecca sort of, you know, cheering me on.
As a totally non-political person as I am, I'm obviously learning about things through you because you're my friend. And so I'm interested in watching you. How often are we going to say the J word? Are we going to say journey?
I don't know. I think it's inevitable. Title, isn't it?
It's inevitable. Yeah. We've got to say journey.
Talking about my journey.
Yeah, your journey. Hey. So I'm obviously interested in that as your friend. I'm going to be learning things along the way, which is going to be really good. Hmm. So today didn't you have your first thing today?
Well, actually, today was kind of like a really good example of what kind of the average day looks like. So yesterday was, you know, nerves and gearing myself up to sort of publicly put it out there, and you know, sort of sat there staring at my phone. Waiting.
Was there a fanfare when you did it?
No, it was just me.
I can't believe that. I can't believe we didn't get the trumpets out.
No, nothing. It was no.
No. Okay. Sorry, I let you down there.
So yeah, you know, sort of got that out of the way, and then I was straight into it. Dorset Council delivered a speech supporting the Parnham House, the most recent Parnham House plan application, which I think went quite well. Although in my speech, I wrote at the very start, Chairman, I'm stood here today, but I actually didn't stand up. So it put me off at the very beginning. Which is why if you watch the speech back, you would see me say, I'm stood here. Well, I'm here today.
Oh, no, I didn't notice that. Right,
no, notice it. Watch it back.
Oh, yeah, so God, that is so funny.
That put me off a bit. So, yeah, I was... so, yeah, did that. Did that this morning. And then that overran because of legal stuff that goes on. And then rushed straight back to join you at the community larder that we set up. And had lots of people taking the mickey out of me because I was helping people at the community larder in a shirt and tie. And you know it's serious if I'm wearing a shirt and tie.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, you wear shirts in the summer, but they've got palm trees on.
Well, yeah.
So it's, it was good to see. But would you have done that anyway, even if you weren't going for this? You would have done, right? Because it was through the town council.
Wear a shirt and tie.
No, you would have gone, wouldn't you have gone for Parnham?
Yeah,
Or was this intentional in the way that it was because of your new, of the next few weeks?
No, I would have done it anyway. And I think that's one of the...
Would you have worn joggers?
I was wearing joggers. That's why I didn't stand up. And flip-flops. No, I would have done. And actually, I think that's one of the... For me, one of the I think nice things with me standing as a candidate, obviously I'm standing as the Conservative, the local Conservative group candidate, but actually, for a large part, sort of party politics is relevant at county council level, but it's not the be all end all. All councillors, whichever party, they're all there representing, doing the best job for their ward. So everything that I'm talking, everything I spoke about in my video, all my kind of priorities, they're priorities for me because I'm a resident here.
Yeah.
And I know they're a problem for other people because, you probably looked at my kind of list and thought, well, yeah, that makes sense because, we're really involved with it. So I would be doing all that stuff anyway. So for me, kind of putting myself out there and taking that step to become the ward councillor for Bedminster Area Ward, is kind of just another step up to give me more time and kind of power, access to like a bigger council to make the changes that I would want to make anyway. So it all feels very natural to me. I don't feel like nothing's conscious about it.
Do you feel that you were starting to plateau or were close to plateauing as a chair and that's why this is the next obvious step? I didn't even know there was a ward council. I mean, I understood. I knew about Rebecca. Do we say that I'm on the town council?
Yeah.
And I realised that, what skill set I bring to the town council is fine. I'm quite happy to own that. And I'm quite, as I've said before, I'm quite happy to say that I don't really understand a lot about this. So it's interesting to learn about it. And it is genuinely interesting. It's probably only interesting because it's you. Anyone else, I probably wouldn't be interested. But that's important. It's a good way for me to get in because I think everyone should be important. Everyone should be interested. And that's why I think this podcast will hopefully help. Your videos will help. And we can get a younger generation or even our generation. Or are we the same generation, even though I'm older than you?
Wow. I keep... I'm holding on to being able... say that I'm younger generation.
Yeah. What, younger than me?
Well, you know.
Are you? Do you know what the Gen Z and Gen X and all that is?
No.
No, nor do I. Anyway, where was I going? So obviously I knew about Rebecca, but I hadn't realised that she was named the area ward person or however way around it is. I've got to get my head around it. So, sorry, my question to you is, do you feel like you plateaued and this is the next step?
I don't think I feel like I've plateaued. I think actually, if anything, over the last 6 months, I've probably got a bit busier.
Right.
There's things that, you know, we've been working on. But I think that I haven't got bored with it. You know, new challenges have opened up, and you know, new projects that we're talking about and working on have sort of carried on. So I don't think I would say plateaued. I think as chairman, this is coming to the end of my fourth year as chair. At obviously town council level, the chairman is voted in every year rather than every 4 years, 5 years, depending on other councils. So I think maybe I'm sort of naturally getting to a point where a new chair would be good, because I'm always really conscious that I don't want to be a chairman that just stays for.
Yeah, I don't think that's good. It's not healthy.
I wouldn't be voted back, but I think it's healthy and I think it's good.
Yeah.
For the council to have someone else, but that's not influenced my decision to, you know, stand for ward council. It just feels like a really natural time for me.
And the projects that you've said that we're working on, and there's so many things that you want to make a difference with, and we can cover those, I suppose, as the weeks and months progress. But do you think you'll be seeing those things through a slightly different lens now, or is it more of an amplified? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because obviously, when we set up the fridge, the community fridge, it was something, you know, at the time you were wanting the town to be a plastic-free town,
yeah.
and it was part of the Bedminster Earth Alliance group that you had set up, and so it sort of, because the community fridge is purely about food waste, it made sense to create that, and obviously as a bonus of that, the local residents get the food.
Yeah.
But that was that at that time. Can you see things through a different lens now? Is that, do you think?
I can, and probably a couple different in a couple of different ways. The first way is that I think it's partly just my nature, and maybe yours. I'll let you say if it's yours or not. But I think for me, I'm often quite gung-ho in certain things that I do. So if it's any of the projects we worked on, it's kind of, and I know that over the years I've worked with different people that have found me incredibly frustrating, because I'm kind of like, well, there's a problem, let's find a solution, let's crack on. And, you know, lots of sayings that probably aren't appropriate for a podcast that kind of illustrate that. Let's just, you know, let's get it done and figure out the paperwork afterwards. But I've learned loads of lessons from that. So I think one of the differences, I think being the ward councillor and being, you know, a Dorset County councillor gives me more ability to access, you know, skills, possibly funding, and experience to be a bit more strategic in terms of that sort of stuff. So, like, if you think about the community, maybe that's a bad example, but if you think about the community fridge we set up, it literally started off with me thinking, I want to do a community fridge. What does that look like? What does that mean? Ringing up you, you know, having a coffee and saying, right, let's get a fridge. And then we kind of just, well, they sound bad now, but we kind of bumbled through it, didn't we? And then actually,
you may have done. I was very strategic and planned with it.
Yeah. But, you know, the point is, you know, we sort of just.
Yeah, no, you
we
did.
Were trying to figure it out. I think from a kind of a ward council perspective, I think what I bring is the skills and the experience of what we've done, including all the stuff that on hindsight we might have done differently or done it in a better way. And I can bring a bit more kind of influence and hopefully money and sort of strategy from Dorset Council to help groups and help people like us.
Yeah.
And I guess that's like one of the things I talked about in my video is, you know, we've recently met with people, representatives from Pratt Bridge. And one of the challenges people like Pratt Bridge have is access to funding, because some of the existing funding and grant processes are not really geared up for those sorts of people.
Yeah.
And because we've been on because we've literally been like at the front line, you know, doing this stuff, I can see those problems. And that's probably a really good example of what I mean about just being a bit gung-ho, or that probably doesn't do me a good light, does it? I over the last few months, I've spoken to lots of people and lots of people within organisations who all have the same problem. So whether it's, you know, the community bus that I help run and drive for, you know, the Ring of Ride services, Pride Bridge, three easy examples that are all community groups or charities who all kind of struggle to access funding. Well, I can see a way around that. You know, I can see, and so I think that whereas before I would just, you know, apply for funding and just fill in forms and just hope for the best. Now yeah. I can actually influence the policies that allow that money to be released to make it easier for those sorts of people to, you know, get the help they need.
Yeah. Going back to the sort of suck it and see kind of approach that you've got.
Yeah.
Do you think, as a chair, I think you've kind of, you've relished in that I'm not a classic chair person in what you see, what you imagine. And, you know, you do, we've joked about joggers and flip-flops, but I think that there's a sort of a fun, mischievous part of you that likes to be like that.
Yeah.
So it, you're not, you know, being above, think not appearing to be above your station. Is that true, do you think? Am I overthinking it massively?
No, I think you're right to a degree, but I think I probably wouldn't. I suppose the honest answer is I don't know. My feeling, like, sat here now is that I'm just going to be, obviously, if I'm lucky enough, you know, if the ward support me and vote for me to be the ward councillor, I'll probably make a bit of an effort.
Yeah.
You know.
But you do make an effort when the time's right, don't you?
Yeah. One thing I would say is I think it's really important. And it doesn't matter who you are, whether you're, you know, a parish councillor just volunteering your time because you've got an interest or a passion to do something within your town or village, or you're the prime minister. I think for me personally, I wouldn't change.
Yeah.
I can be formal, and I'm quite a traditionalist. I'm a royalist. I think it's when you need to do a proper job.
Yeah.
I think I can pull that off quite well. So today's a bit of an example of that.
Yeah, and the proclamation of the king, and you know, all of that stuff that you've done.
Yeah.
You have represented, and I think, and I've took myself off piste, which is something I know we're going to do a lot because I do tend to
go
off.
There's no script to this.
No. But I think, do you think that laid back approach, which is you naturally, is going to put people off? Do you think that you're going to be a bit of a Marmite?
I'd like to think not. I'd like to think it will warm more people to me, because I genuinely, and again, like, everything I say and do is genuine, although, you know, maybe people will question that, but I do genuinely hope, and I actually quite like it most of the time, if people feel comfortable to walk up to me in the one of the pubs or the restaurant in town, or, you know, feel comfortable to approach me and speak with me because they feel comfortable.
That's one side of it. Do you think another side is that people won't take you seriously enough, or because of that?
No,
do you think there's a danger of that?
No, I don't, because I think for lots of different reasons with my kind of past experience. So I guess the way I would quantify that is when I was in the police, I spent 4.5 years working in diplomatic protection. So within like a 12-hour shift, I might be at Tony Blair's house, and then I would be talking to somebody who's homeless on the street, and then I would be at the Jordanian embassy as the Queen turned up to visit a friend, you know. So, and I always was me, regardless who I spoke to. But I think I naturally have something about me that means that people do take me seriously. I think it can be a difficult balance for some people, but I think you can be approachable and kind of honest and transparent, but still have an authority or a presence about you. And I like to think I get the balance.
So you've put the video out, you've got things out on Facebook, you've done your Little thing. Done your thing today.
I think it's a very important thing for the base. Should Parnham House or any interested residents?
Yeah, sorry, James and Sophie. It's very important.
Yeah.
Give me a snapshot of what's going to happen over the next few months, and then also tell me literally what the next thing you have to do is.
Okay. Well, I guess part of my answer is, you know, what does the next few months look like? I'm not sure, because obviously I'm new to this, and I think one of the things I've sort of discovered quite quickly, and I'm sure it's the same with all political parties, I think you have this kind of image that this is like big machine in the background that sort of just, you know, like a bit like in the thick of it, you know, you got somebody that sort of just treats you like puppets, because you know that's kind of what it's like in that world of politics. But actually, one of the things I've really liked in my very short time in this is that it is still very much based on like local candidates and being driven by our personal local issues and what we want to do as individuals within the party. So I think the next few months for me is just kind of filling that out, you know, sharing my message a bit more, just speaking to residents, getting out there and sort of building my message, getting busier and busier and busier until May when the election happens. And then I guess my next job is to do the thing that I think all activists and politics absolutely hate, which is start posting leaflets and knocking doors and asking for votes.
Your day job required you to be speaking to people, not so much cold calling, but you are speaking to people about the services that you provide in your day job. So will that not come into it?
I think it will. I whether it was in policing or my kind of my business now, I knocked lots of doors and got into houses with people that don't necessarily want me to be there.
Yeah.
It's just that it feels different, because I think when I was in the police, and you're wearing the uniform and you're kind of wearing that kind of cloak, it was like a different kind of ego, I guess. But when I'm out kind of, you know, posting leaflets and speaking to people, I think, and I'd be interested to know what other people running campaigns like me, locally or otherwise, sort of say, but you do feel a bit vulnerable. I think you mentioned it like earlier on in the podcast where, you know, we were talking about my personality, and I probably am a little bit Marmite with some people. You can't assume that everybody would always like you. Mm-hmm. There's bound to be people within the town or within my lifetime that think I'm a bit of an idiot. But you don't want to be told that, do you?
I get that, and you're not knocking on a door, to do something with the police or, you know, inform them of something. You're not knocking on the door to tell them about a product that you're able to provide. This is you're going, hi, it's me. You want to vote for me? So yeah, that is scary.
I just have this image of, you know, knocking someone's door and they're in the middle of cooking dinner, the kids are going crazy, and there's a politician at the door.
Isn't that in Love Actually?
But yeah. Something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, I think I am nervous about it, for probably the same reason as I'm nervous. I was nervous about first making the announcement that I was doing this, because I think in part I'm probably feeling. I think in part I feel nervous about it because, obviously I am. I'm not just Craig, the chairman of the council anymore.
You know? Yeah, but it's the unknown as well, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it is. I think in part it's the unknown because it is outside of a comfort zone. And I think it's partly it's also the fact that it is the county council elections. I am, whilst I am still me and I am very independent in my priorities and everything else, to me, like, nothing's changed, but I suppose outside of my bubble, I wonder how changed that will be when I'm sort of saying I'm the local Conservative candidate.
Yeah.
You know, because there is that kind of, like I said in my video yesterday, I am aware that there is that kind of like just this national noise, which I genuinely, I know doesn't, it doesn't make any difference to these local elections. You know, you want to have the best local people to represent your ward. But there is an element of that. I don't want to say like a loss of innocence. That sounds too dramatic. But, you know, that, yeah, there will be some people that, I worry that, you know, last week they would have been, oh, yeah, brilliant. But now it's like, well, I can't vote for you forever. Like, doesn't matter how good you are, doesn't matter how on page you are with the things that really affect my life. I can never vote for you because.
Yeah, but the good thing about you is you're going to be able to convince them of that, because that is the whole point for you, isn't it? At this stage, it's wanting to vote for you, Craig, the individual, not Craig, the Conservative.
And in part, that really drives me on. For the same reason as when I first became chairman, one of my kind of overriding goals as chairman, and I've always said, like, especially at a town, well, any election level, I think certainly town and parish council elections, which is why we're doing a lot of work at the moment promoting that as well, is that I think the ultimate kind of recognition of the work that you've done is when better people come along and take your job.
Yeah.
So I've always had these elections in my mind for the town and parish elections, because I've wanted to do 4 years as chairman and leave the council in a far better place than what I found it. Not to say that it was in a bad place before. Yeah. No, Chris did a great job, but no, yeah, Joe, you know,
it's different. You've modernised it. Yeah. That's the difference. Is that?
Yeah.
I mean, I obviously, again,
that's why you joined council, right?
Yeah, it is. I didn't know. I have Vicar of Dibley in my mind, or what that, you know, that thing on that went round on COVID when it was Janet.
You have no authority in this meeting.
That sort of thing you visualize. And at times, to be fair, our town council is a little bit
sometimes
can be.
Yeah.
But I think, from what I understand, you've modernised it in a way that we've introduced a new way of communicating. You know, you kind of started that ball rolling of council doesn't have to be about, like, the Vicar of Dibley.
Yeah,
those older councillors obviously bring wise wisdom, they bring experience, and they've, you know, with all their experiences that they've got, they are clearly going to be more equipped to answer the more pressing things than I am, so in planning and that kind of stuff. That so that it's absolutely vital that you have those wide-ranging retired skill sets. I think, but there's also modern ones that need to come on, and that's probably what you've done to the council.
Yeah, and I'd like to think so. I'd like to think that people will look at how the council shapes up now and think, Craig's done a good job. And I guess all I want to do is just carry on doing a good job, but in a different place.
Yeah.
But also very connected to the town council, but also the other villages. You know, I'm very aware in this campaign that, I'm not so connected with Mosserton, Jedderton, South Parrott. I mean, I go there all the time. I shop there. I pass through there. You know, so it's home to me the same as Bedminster is. But I'm very conscious that I need to sort of be working just as hard, because I don't take any of those smaller elements of the ward for granted. But
and they won't know you as well as you know that area.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing, isn't it?
But I guess through the nerves and the kind of the unknown of sort of starting this journey, is I am an equal buzzword that I hate, but I'm really passionate about it. And it actually pushes me on even more. When I made the decision to do this, almost straight away, I can sort of feel it building up in me, thinking, I've got to win this. I mean, I've got to do this. You know, I can't do half a job here. You know, I'm going to not, you know, this isn't even necessarily like a pledge to the people in our ward. It's a pledge to myself. I am going to visit every single door. You know, if I'm not successful, I don't want it to be because there's people out there saying, well, he never came and knocked my door. He never spoke to me.
So hang on. So the logistics of that, that's doable, is it? Have you worked that out, or is this one of your? Yeah, we're just gonna. I'm just.
It's one of those.
How many houses? How many? Okay, I was going to wrap up, but I've got to find this out. So, yeah. How many houses are in just in Bedminster?
Just in Bedminster, I think we've got just over 1,000.
Right. Okay.
Mosterton is low hundreds. Chellington is I could just do Chellington in an hour. No, yeah, Chellington's a fairly small village, and then South Parrott's not too big as well.
Right, okay. It is doable. And you reckon between now and May you'll be able to visit every single house?
Yeah.
Is that visit and speak to somebody at every single house?
I will visit and or speak to as many residents as I can multiple times.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Will you have...
There'll be lots of activity and different leaflets promoting the work I've done and stuff. So it won't just be once, and I'll be going around a lot.
Right, okay.
Yeah. I'll let you know.
Shut your windows and everyone.
I'll let you know if it's due about 3 weeks in.
Will there be... How else are you going to promote?
I think doing stuff like this. Obviously, I'm really... I think either no one's going to listen to this, apart from like two or three people, or loads of people will listen to it near the end. But either way, we have a good laugh. Having these sorts of conversations. And I just think I guess doing this podcast starting today, hopefully just doing it, just carrying on, maybe having to change the name if I become a counsellor, is kind of an example of what I'm like, with your help as well, right? In terms of just thinking of different ways to reach people and get the message out and communicate and, providing platforms that are a two-way street. So hopefully more people start listening to this and get a feel for what I stand for and who I am and you as well, and learn, feel like they know me better just from listening to these podcasts when they're driving to work or wherever, whatever they're doing. I've got my own website. I'll make sure I get it right now. Craig Monks for BedminsterAreaAward.co.uk.
It is a mouthful.
I know. On hindsight, I should have just put like Craig for Beam Ward or something, shouldn't I?
Yeah, it is a real mouthful.
So I've got the longest website in political history.
You do?
And I'm on Facebook as well. I'm not planning on kind of overloading people with that stuff, but I just want to provide like different platforms to work for different people that they can sort of dip in, dip out. Listen to stuff, see the work that we're doing, and actually more really listen to these podcasts and learn about me, great, but actually watch my journey, the stuff we talk about over the next weeks and months, and judge me on my record.
Everything that we've worked on, there's the acorn has been planted through you, hasn't it? So you've, like you said, you've instigated the fridge. I can't think of anything else.
You choked on my drink then. Yeah, that's it. Fridge.
That's what I've worked on with you. But obviously, the CB3, I mean, there's a lot of things that you have done that you have instigated it. And I think, you got that message the other day on Facebook again from somebody who was saying, thank you for all the stuff you've done.
Yeah, I just want people to sort of judge me on what I've done and what I say I'm going to do. And use what I've done as an indicator of that I will work hard to deliver what I say I want to do.
Yeah.
The CB3, I love driving the CB3. I wasn't quite at the very start of the CB3. No. So just...
You've helped kept it going, definitely. So next episode then, hopefully, will be an interesting insight to what it's been like knocking on people's doors and you basically being started. Hugh Grant from Love Actually, because I take all my political... understandings from various TV shows and films. That's because that's the only way I can learn.
Yeah, I mean that's quite dangerous.
Well, that's you have to tell me otherwise. So
don't leave it down to me. I want to be a counsellor.
Okay. That's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Next
so next time. Week, hopefully by next week, I would have started getting out on the streets, posting some leaflets.
Oh, it's half term though. Are you going to do it in half term?
I will be.
You're a busy, committed father as well as...
Yeah, as well as other things.
As well as all this stuff.
My first kind of wave of activity really is I want to get out with a survey. I'm really keen on people just take giving me 1 minute of their time and completing my survey, which will give me an idea what their priorities are. Because I talk about my six priorities, which we'll talk about more over the coming weeks, which I'm really confident is our town and village's local priorities, because, you know, we talked about this before, but, you know, you and I live and breathe it around here. So we speak to people, like I said in the video, I literally speak to people who tell me these are problems. But I don't want to be too up myself and assume that that is the be all and end all.
Yeah, well, you've had to start somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it might change, you know, that list will just grow, won't it? That's not going to, nothing's going to be replaced.
No, no,
things, it will just expand on what other people are saying.
Yeah, so I've got, I've produced a survey with the office. It's great. I've got a young lad called Ashley who's helping me. So I've put together a survey for people to fill in.
Did you just shout out one of your
shout out to Ashley?
You've just done a shout out.
Yeah, you know you are Ashley. you're probably like frantically listening to this in case I've said something wrong. We've put together a survey for residents to fill in. You know, a large part of that survey is them hopefully telling me what their priorities are and what's important to them, and then them giving giving them the opportunity to tell me they're going to vote for me. So vote for Craig in May, and then it gives me a bit. Then you'll make me feel better and less nervous, because if lots of people complete the survey and lots of people tell me that I've got their vote, then I won't. You know, I'll start to feel like it's not so daunting.
You will.
A task. So yeah. That's good. Next week, I'll be sharing hopefully my first lot of door knocking and survey leaflet dropping and. How it's gone. So if I knock your door, Mr. or Mrs. Listener, please be nice to me, because I might not come back.
We look forward to hearing all about that. Thank you.
Thanks, Rach. What can we
do? Yeah.
Bye.
So don't forget to subscribe, like, and share to get up to date episodes.